Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is 98.2 on your dial. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop EJ. If you want to hear something and you want to get in touch with the squad, you could dial
4910987654.
Guided meditations and more, and I am your hostess with the mostest, Kelly Lynn Prime, your soul fitness coach. On today's show, I'm going to be continuing our exploration of the chakras, and we are going to be talking about three different chakras that you may not have ever heard from, or heard from. You probably, well, maybe you have heard from them, but you may not have heard of them. We will be doing a goddess reading with talking about a couple of goddesses that I feel embody the chakras that we're going to be talking about. And, of course, we will meditate at the end. And before we get started, I always like to handle business and how you can get in touch and stay in touch with me. But before we do that, I just want to say that I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is a gorgeous day. The sun is shining. It's supposed to be warm for the next few days. I'm actually really grateful for that. but I don't know where you're at. But here in the South, with the onset of spring and warm weather, we are dealing with pollen season. Yes, pollen season. And I have never lived in a place where the pollen actually coats everything. And we get this weird greenish-yellow powder on everything. And I'm not really looking forward to that. But if you suffer from allergies at all, I just want you to know that energy healing can be really helpful in dealing with your symptoms. So if you're looking for some proactive measures to take to help with your allergies, you should get in contact with me. And I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. My email is kelly@kellylynnprime.com. And, of course, that is my website as well, which is going through a major rehaul right now, which I'm very excited about, kellylynnprime.com. On Facebook, you can get me as Kelly Lynn Prime. I have a Facebook fan page, Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime. You can find me on Twitter at Kelly Lynn Prime, Instagram at Kelly Lynn Prime, Pinterest, Kelly Lynn Prime. See a theme there? Yeah, try to keep it simple. So please don't hesitate to reach out and connect with me. I would love to hear from you, even if it's just, hey, how you doing? Like your show. So with that being said, next, welcome to those who might be listening for the first time. And for my regulars, I'm grateful that you're here and that you're tuning in and that you're downloading shows and listening to podcasts and all that good stuff. We appreciate that here at Back to Us Radio. I began this show, Fitness for the Soul, after hearing countless people talk about their own personal challenges with meditation. The show's popularity and fan following inspired me to relaunch my business under the same name of Fitness for the Soul. My business was previously called Sacred Love Therapy. But now I am Fitness for the Soul, and I am a soul fitness coach. And here I am on Back to Us Radio, and I'm so happy to be here. Fitness for the Soul, as this radio show, provides an easy-to-follow guided meditation and also teaches and discusses the reasons why an inner workout is just as important as a physical workout. Did you know that health and fitness is 50% of your consciousness? Did you know that? I think that's pretty amazing. 20% of being fit really is the physical exercise. That's it, 20%. I mean, how many of you have gone through that where you're working out and you feel like you're eating right and, you know, you're taking pretty good care of yourself, but you just can't seem to change your body composition? You can't get rid of that stubborn fat. Your weight might actually go up instead of go down, which that's a whole another conversation in and of itself. But, yeah, your consciousness plays a huge part in your overall health. So that's what we do here is we deal with the consciousness piece. And I'm so glad that you're here to allow me to be your soul's personal trainer. Fitness for the Soul as my business has many different facets as well. And although energy healing is an important part of Fitness for the Soul, it's not the only aspect of my business. I also provide psychic mediumship, intuitive oracle card readings, personalized coaching, weight management, stop smoking, guided meditations, of course, a little reflexology, and more. I had a really nice experience yesterday. I got to do a presentation for a group of folks. I'm actually going to be planning some retreats with some people here in Atlanta, and they will be available for people all over the country and even the world to attend. So I will certainly make sure that you get that information because it's some really cool stuff coming up. but I meet with this group of individuals every Friday, and we have a chance to showcase our gifts and talents with one another. And I did an energy presentation yesterday. I had everyone feel their own energy if they've never felt it before. And we did some exercises that actually helped clear the chakras. We did some breathing to help clear the chakras, which that's why I have you guys do breathing in order to the breathing just helps the energy begin to release from the chakras, and then we go into the meditation, and you know, that's where we really get in there and clean out and release some stuff. So it was just a really nice experience, and the collective energy was beautiful. So I'm grateful to have had that experience. many of my clients are people who are in physical or emotional pain or feel stuck in life. And no one is immune to that. We all go through that from time to time, but suffering is not your birthright. You deserve to feel good, and you can start feeling better now. No doctors or prescriptions. We just look for root causes, and we come up with lasting solutions. So please don't hesitate to contact me and get the ball rolling on you feeling better now. I'd love to assist you. And I had another interesting conversation this week. Our Western paradigm of medicine is you don't fix it until it's broken. And energy healing is interesting. Well, energy is interesting because a physical ailment or disturbance in the body is always, that means 100% of the time, it is always preceded, which means that comes before, it is always preceded by an energetic imbalance in the chakra system. So, energy healing or chakra balancing or chakra clearing or what energy clearing, what energy healing, whatever you want to call it, is preventive medicine. It is preventive medicine, which means that if you are doing this on a regular basis, you can actually head off disease and illness in your body. In your physical body. How cool is that? But that also, the consciousness piece also deals with your emotions, learning to effectively deal with your emotions. So I had an interesting conversation in regard to that as well. So I'm glad you're here. Because being here means that you are interested in that prevention and that you care about whether or not your energy, your emotions, what's going on inside, you care about that. So I thank you for being here and for loving yourself enough to know that what's going on inside is important. So, with that being said, we are going to get into our chakra discussion. The chakras that we're going to be talking about today are our navel chakra, which is also called the Dantian. We are going to be talking about the Mengmeng. And we are also going to be talking about the spleen chakra. So with no further ado, we're going to start off. We're going to start talking about the Mengmeng and the navel chakra. They kind of go hand in hand. If you put your finger on your navel and you were to imagine your finger going all the way through your body and coming out your back. Where your finger comes out of your back, that's exactly where your Mengmeng chakra is. It's right in the small of your back, opposite your navel. The Mengmeng is primarily, and actually these three chakras that we're talking about today are they are responsible highly for your level of energy in your body and assimilating the energy all throughout your body. So the Mengmeng, and this is a spiritual function of the Mengmeng, and again, I'm getting most of my information from the chakras and their functions by Master Choa Kak Sui. Master Choa Kak Sui is the founder of modern pranic healing. The Mengmen acts as a pump to facilitate the distribution of pranic energy from the basic chakra, which is known as your root chakra, or is that the first chakra in the seven chakra system, I think? I don't know. I get the numbers all mixed up because I refer to chakras by their names. So, but anyways, your root chakra or your basic chakra is the one that is right at your tailbone. So the Mengmen acts as a pump to distribute energy from the basic chakra to other parts of your body. And the Mengmen has the power to transmute lower or grosser energies into spiritual energy. It's an energy accelerator that increases the rate of vibration of the lower pranic energy, and this causes the lower pranic energy to gush out with tremendous speed throughout the back meridian and spread to all parts of the body, all the way up to the crown. And this activates the higher chakras and enables us to see things as they are. Once a person realizes, and before I start there, everyone makes mistakes. So by elevating our energy to the higher chakras, we can see things as they are. And once a person realizes that everybody makes mistakes and that this is the natural process of the spiritual evolution, forgiving others and yourself becomes easier. Forgiving is very therapeutic, and a lot of people get quote-unquote stuck because they have issues or people or self that they need to let people off the hook and just let it go. We hold on to so many things that we don't need to hold on to. So when we let go of things, we can restore harmony and peace. So spiritually, the Mengmen chakra can help us facilitate that forgiveness. And when I tell you about the conditions that are related to the Mengmen not being properly functioning, you will not be surprised. Psychological functions, again, the Mengmen regulates the upward flow of pranic energy from the basic chakra, and when the Mengmen chakra becomes big, a person gets emotionally excited. So cleansing the Mengmen chakra helps gradually calm people down. The physiological functions is the Mengmen controls and energizes the kidneys and the adrenal glands, and it also controls the blood pressure. So, controlling the blood pressure high blood pressure is a sign of being really stressed out. And the Mengmen, it's closely linked to the solar plexus. So you have to think of it this way. Think of we have a central energy meridian called the Sushumna, and all of the chakras are connected to the to the Shoshuna. Okay? So think about it this way. If you want the energy, you want all of the chakras to be evenly and in a balanced way, be putting energy into that central meridian, the Shoshuna, and then sending energy out to all the other parts of the body. So let's say your solar plexus is not functioning optimally. So when there is either an excess of energy or not enough energy, it makes the other chakras have to make up for that, and thus causing imbalance. So, you know, let's say your solar plexus is not working the way that it should be. That means that the mengmen, which is a chakra that's near the solar plexus, has to work harder to get the energy to where it needs to go. But in doing that, it's causing an imbalance, and it can the non-functioning or over-functioning of the mengmen can cause your blood pressure to be high. Okay? And we all know that blood pressure is related to stress, right? And stress, as we talked about a few weeks ago, is directly correlated to your solar plexus. So this is not a energy medicine is also very, it's very holistic. It's very whole body. So when one thing is out of balance, it can cause the whole system to be out of whack. But that's what I'm here for, is to help you get things back the way that they need to be. So some conditions as a result of the malfunctioning of the mengmen may manifest as kidney problems, low vitality, which means low energy, blood pressure ailments, back problems, and may even manifest as abnormal growth rate of cells when the other major chakras are also malfunctioning, which is why I talked about the solar plexus. When the size of the mengmen chakra is normal, the blood pressure is normal. When it is overactivated or its size ratio is higher, then the blood pressure is above the normal level. If the mengmen chakra is underactivated, then the blood pressure is below the normal level. This is why it is not advisable to energize the spleen chakra of a patient with hypertension. When the spleen chakra is activated, the mengmen chakra is also partially activated, and we're going to talk about the spleen chakra in just a moment. The mengmen chakra has a lot to do with childbirth, as does the navel chakra, and we'll talk about that in a moment too. When people are violent, it usually means that the mengmen chakra is overactivated, and it's connected to the adrenals. So when our adrenaline kicks in, you know, we have this extraordinary strength or power. So and it says here the mengmen is directly related to the solar plexus and the basic chakras, which I already said. So that's the mengmen. We're going to move on to the chakra that is opposite of the mengmen, and that's the navel chakra. It's also known as the dantian. and the dantian is something that is associated with other energy practices, especially Qigong. Dantian means elixir field, or a place to store energy. And the dantian, or the navel chakra, is a reservoir and a place of inner strength. And The spiritual function is the navel chakra produces synthetic golden chi. And what that does is it facilitates or helps in the circulation of prana within the meridians. Prana is energy, by the way. Synthetic golden chi facilitates the drawing in of prana by the etheric body. And persons with more synthetic chi can draw in more prana. So what that means is the more we work on filling this energy center, the more biosynthetic chi we have, the more we can assimilate our own energy in a few words. So the body gets nutrients by drinking and eating, and in the process produces hormones through the endocrine glands. Food, water, and juices correspond to different types of pranic energies, which are absorbed by the energy body. And the hormones produced by the body correspond to the biosynthetic chi produced by the energy body. The biosynthetic chi produced by the navel chakra is golden in color. The navel chakra concretizes spiritual energy into a golden ball of chi energy. Golden chi energy is necessary for the rapid evolution of the physical body. Just as a computer software of a higher version requires a computer hardware of a higher model, so must the accelerated evolution of the soul be accompanied by the accelerated evolution of the body. Otherwise, the body will not be a suitable vehicle for the highly evolved soul. Good thoughts, good words, good feelings, and good will must be manifested as good actions. The navel chakra controls and regulates the basic chakra, which is the center for actions. And we're going to be talking about the basic chakra in a couple of weeks. The psychological function of the navel is the navel chakra is the center of the instinct for knowing. For example, when you practice martial arts, you do not think about the next move you have to make. You instinctively know what to do when confronted by an opponent. So it's that instinct to know what to do in all situations. The physiological functions is the navel chakra controls and energizes the small and large intestines and the appendix. It affects the speed of giving birth and general vitality. So it's your level of energy. The navel chakra helps the ajna chakra, which is known by some as your third eye, regulate the lower, major, and minor chakras and their corresponding organs. The lower chakras are the mingmen, sex, basic, and the lower minor chakras. The navel and the solar plexus control the digestive, assimilative, and eliminative system. Therefore, they affect the degree of healthiness of the skin to a certain degree. When the navel is malfunctioning, you may experience constipation, a loose bowel movement, the inability to assimilate food nutrients, appendicitis, intestinal ailments, difficulty in giving birth, low vitality, and other diseases related to the intestines. When the navel chakra is dirty and is not functioning properly, the upward flow of energy from the sex chakra to the navel chakra and to the higher chakras may be blocked. If this happens, the person may become sexually overactivated. So those super duper sexual, maybe even those who claim to be sex addicts or whatever, they more than likely have some sort of imbalance in the lower chakras, and that can easily be remedied. And you know, there's nothing wrong with being sexual and having that desire, but everything is about balance. So, you know, we should seek balance in our life, and that one thing does not, you know, consume you. That we have a balance, and a healthy balance at that. So that is a little about the navel chakra. Also, ulcers can be related to the navel chakra, but more than likely, there are also emotional factors tied in with gastric ulcers. So the last chakra that I want to share with you about today is your spleen chakra. And your spleen chakra is actually, it is related to your endocrine system, which is responsible for purifying your body and making sure that your blood is clean, and it's actually like a filtration system, and that's how it functions spiritually as well. It's a filter. It's actually where we draw in energy from the environment, from the air. The spleen chakra is the source of power and life energy. Without power and life energy, a person cannot be successful or victorious. It is the entry point for prana, or life energy of the body. In the Lord's Prayer, it corresponds to the phrase, "Give us this day our daily bread." The word bread symbolizes life energy, which is required by the physical body in order to survive. And if you didn't know, the Lord's Prayer actually can be broken down, and it corresponds to the different energy centers in the body, which I think is very, very cool. Similarly, the Hawaiian kahuna term for energy is mana, and in Chinese it is called qi. The condition of the spleen chakra affects the physical and psychological energy of a person. So the psychological functions, you actually have a front and back spleen chakra, and if you don't know where your spleen is, if you put your hand on your hip on your left side, and then bring your hand up just a little bit, it's kind of between your hip and your rib cage on your left-hand side. So that's where you have a front and back spleen chakra. Both the front and back spleen chakra have the same functions. The spleen chakra apparently plays a vital part in a person's general well-being. It affects the physical and psychological energy level of a person. A person who is quite depressed has a depleted spleen chakra. If the spleen chakra is clean and highly energized, the person will feel strong and healthy. So the physiological functions of the spleen chakra is it controls and energizes the physical spleen of the body, and the physical spleen removes abnormal particles. It purifies the blood, disease-causing germs, and destroys worn-out blood cells. It also produces antibodies, so it's a big part of your immune system. The spleen chakra affects the pranic energy, or the general vitality of the body, quality of the blood, and affects the immune system. It is through the spleen chakra that air prana is absorbed, digested, and distributed to different chakras. The spleen chakra is the source of life energy for the other chakras. So, like I said, it's like the filter where energy is being drawn in. It draws in white prana and breaks it down into the different colored pranas, which are distributed to the major chakras and to the entire body. This means that the other major chakras and vital organs are substantially dependent on the spleen chakra for pranic energy. So this goes to show that, you know, these three chakras that we are talking about today, you may not have heard of them, but they play a very, very vital part in assimilating energy throughout your whole body. You know, taking energy from your lower chakras and making sure that that energy goes all the way up to your crown and is being circulated. So to me, this stuff is just amazing. The spleen chakra is closely related to the navel chakra. While the navel chakra is highly energized and activated, when the navel chakra is highly energized and activated, the spleen chakra also becomes substantially energized and partially activated, thereby drawing in more air prana. This condition increases the pranic energy level of the entire body. A person can be energized just by concentrating on the navel chakra, and that actually creates that biosynthetic chi, the golden chi that that we're talking about. And the golden chi is actually, it's your life force. The navel chakra is also closely related to the mingguang chakra. So, like I said, these three chakras are highly, highly responsible for distributing energy effectively and efficiently through the entire body. And some conditions that can result as a malfunctioning of the spleen chakra is ailments of the physical spleen, low vitality, lower immunity level, dirty blood or blood ailments, arthritis, and rheumatism. Rheumatoid arthritis patients have a dirty spleen chakra. On the other hand, based on clairvoyant observations, the spleen chakra of patients suffering from cases of severe infection is adversely affected. Such patients are very weak or depleted. When the spleen becomes dirty, as in the case of a contaminated healer, the person will experience chronic fatigue syndrome and will not be able to work or heal. So that deals with someone like me. If I don't take care of myself and make sure that I am taking care of my energy, it can just completely wipe me out. And I know that I've heard other healers talk about being completely just tired and drained after doing healing. And I can honestly say that I really don't feel that I have ever experienced that, because pranic healing does a really good job at teaching us how to not use our own energy to heal others, to connect to the divine, and to draw in all of the kinds of energy around us, air prana, you know, earth prana, prana from the sun, and utilizing those, bringing those energies in, and then using that energy as the healing source. So if you are a healer and you're listening to this and you have... and you experience extreme fatigue after healing, you know, contact me and we can talk about some different ways of keeping that from happening. So those are the three chakras that I wanted to discuss with you today. I could not find any... I couldn't find stones and aromatherapy that dealt with the spleen chakra, but I did find some aromatherapy and stones that correspond with the the Mingmain and the Dantian or Navel Chakra. So as far as aromatherapy goes, bergamot is great for both the navel and the Mingmain. And, you know, since these are all connected, it would be fair to say that anything that is good for the navel and the Mingmain chakras is probably going to be helpful to the spleen chakra as well. So bergamot is good for both. It has antidepressive qualities. Blue chamomile can be great for healthy blood pressure, so that deals with the Mingmain. Clove is related to the navel. It can help purify the spiritual body. And honestly, lavender is good for any chakra, really. Rose contains a lot of pink prana and is infused with gold, so that could be used with both. Rosemary is related to the navel. Sage is good for both. Sandalwood is good for both. And there's actually a recipe here for a salt bath or a salt scrub that you can use in the shower. What I do is I go to the grocery store and I buy canisters of non-iodized salt. And that one canister is like a pound. And what you can do is you can empty a pound of salt into one of the larger Ziploc bags, like the gallon size. Just dump it all in there. And then this scrub right here is good for healthy blood pressure, which a lot of people suffer from high blood pressure. So you can put about 40 drops of lavender, 15 drops of chamomile, and 15 drops of rose into that salt. And then what I do is I put another oil in there that doesn't have like a strong scent to it. I like coconut oil because it's not super duper greasy. So what I do is I take that salt, I put my essential oils in, and then I actually just take a jar of coconut oil, and I have a little heater. And I just put the jar of coconut oil in front of the heater, and it melts down at a very low temperature. So I liquefy the coconut oil, and then I pour some of that into the salt mixture with the essential oils. And what I do is when I take a shower is I have the bag in the shower, I open that up, and I grab a handful of the mixture, and I rub it everywhere on my body. Okay, so we have two things happening here, actually three things. We have your skin is getting moisturized by the coconut oil. The second thing is the salt is actually helping to dissolve any energies that are used up in your aura and in your energy field, in your chakras. And the essential oils actually have an effect on your chakras as well. So salt shower or salt bath, I highly, highly recommend that. So the next thing that I want to talk about is some of the stones that I found were related to these three chakras. And I primarily found that grounding stones are going to be good. So we have smoky quartz, moss agate, red jasper, tiger's eye, black kyanite, bloodstone, tourmalated quartz, garnet, hematite, black tourmaline, and citrine. And I did look up two goddesses that I thought were corresponding to the properties of the chakras that we talked about. And the first one is Nut, and Nut is the Egyptian goddess of the night sky, also known as the Great Deep Celestial Vault, who daily gives birth to the sun each morning, then it costumes it again each night. I felt like this was related to the navel chakra, because we have that golden chi, like the sun, you know, right in our navel area. And disapproving of the incest of Nut as she lay over her brother Geb, the earth Ra, the sun, or the high god, had them pried apart. Nut was then lifted into the sky, where she remains, her body formed into an arch, painted inside the inner lid of a sarcophagus. She mothers and protects the dead on their journey. And the meaning of the card is, Nut's twinkling, vast, dark vault stretches out in your life to remind you to open to the mystery. Have you been planning every aspect of your life and left no room for mystery? Is your life wound up too tight? Are you trying to make everything safe by defining it, labeling it, and knowing it all? Give way to the mystery, the unknowable. The wise woman knows there is much in the universe that will remain a mystery and leave space for it in the weaving of her life. Nut says the way to nurture wholeness is for you to trust that the mystery you let in will be exactly what you need for your journey to wholeness. So that is Nut. And the other goddess that I thought was appropriate was Pachamama. To the pre-Incan peoples of Peru and Bolivia, Pachamama, or Mama Pacha, is the earth, worshipped in her many forms, the tilled fields, her mountains seen as breasts, the flowing rivers as her milk to ensure good harvest. Cornmeal is sprinkled at planting, and rituals celebrating her are performed. When the people fail to honor her, this dragon goddess sends earthquakes as a reminder. Pachamama waits for you with open arms. It is time to open to Pachamama's embrace. It is now time to heal whole and remember your holiness. Remember yourself as a sacred being. To me, this is directly related to the assimilation of your energy. If you're not taking care of your energy, then you're really not whole. It's like that 20, 30, 50 thing. You know, if you're only physically working out and eating right, and you're not taking care of yourself consciously, which is your energy, you are leaving room. You're actually leaving a lot of room for illness to come in your life. Are you in the middle of some emotional pain that nothing seems to ease? Do you eat food and drink water without giving thanks to the earth? Are you looking for answers to questions? Do you spend time in nature opening to the earth and her vital energies? Opening to Pachamama can occur any place. You can commune with her in a city park, your own backyard, some remote forest, jungle, or desert. Pachamama says that the healing or wholing is nurtured when you open to her. So, like I said earlier, I don't know where you're at, but here in Atlanta, it is a beautiful day, and I do intend on getting outside and enjoying some of this sunshine and beautiful weather. I actually had an opportunity earlier this week to go to Piedmont Park and ride a bike. Haven't ridden a bike in a long time, so that was a lot of fun. I got to do that with someone who was very special to me. It was her birthday, so that was a wonderful experience. So what we're going to do now is we are going to get ready for some meditation and I used to have a whole list of meditative rules that you should do this and you should do that and all of this and that and the third. And I only have one rule now. Wherever you are at in your meditative practice, whether you're first time, intermediate, or enlightened master, there's no judgment, and whatever point you're at is perfect. So get comfortable, get in a comfortable position. We're going to start with some breath work, and I'm going to explain to you how to do that. You're going to be breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, so that's the pattern of breathing that we're going to be following, is in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, I'm going to put on a little music, and the rhythm is going to be kind of like inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, and you kind of just hold your breath there, and then exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. So you're holding a little bit at the top and a little bit at the bottom, okay? So we're going to do that, and then once we get done with that breathing, we're going to go right into meditation. So let's get our breathing track up here. Yes, 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 yes. So we're going to do that breathing for about 2 minutes. Okay, ready? Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. About halfway done. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. A few seconds left. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Now go ahead and inhale. And slowly exhale. Just normalize your breathing. Make sure that you're in a comfortable position. And I want you to take your tongue and connect it to the roof of your mouth. Connect it to your palate. Right behind your teeth is fine. We're just completing an energy meridian when we connect our tongue to the roof of our mouth. Just relax. Let your mind go. Morning time, so hopefully you haven't experienced much drama or stress this early in the morning. But then again, you may be listening to this at a different time, so just let whatever happened in your day go. Just take a moment and kind of just process the events. And just see the events. From the time you woke up, go through your day, to the time you went to bed. And as you go through those events, just release them and the energy related to them. Tomorrow is a new day. Actually, this moment is a new moment. We can create the next new moment to be whatever we want it to be. Let it be. I'm going to be silent for just a few moments and just allow you to get centered. Focus on your breath, inhaling and exhaling. Just draw your attention to your breath. Now draw your attention to your feet. And I want you to imagine Earth. And I want you to imagine the center of the Earth. Center of the Earth is a glowing ball of luminous white light. And I want you to imagine little orbs of light from the center of the earth coming up to the bottom of your feet. And those orbs of light are going to enter into your feet and they're going to cleanse, relax, and release from any part that white light is. It's going to be completely cleansed, completely relaxed. We're going to release any energies that no longer serve you. The white light is entering into your feet, into your ankles, your calves, your knees, cleansing, relaxing, and releasing any energies that no longer serve you. And the orbs of white light move up into your thighs, all the way up to your hips, entering into your tailbone. And that white energy going all the way up your spine, all the way up to your brainstem, cleansing, relaxing, and releasing any energies that no longer serve you. As that energy is being cleansed, particularly from your spine and your spinal cord and your brain, it allows energy to flow more efficiently through your body. The white light continues up into your lower abdomen, into your reproductive organs, into your sex organs. And on up into your digestive system. Entering into the chakras that we talked about today, your spleen chakra, your mengmen chakra, and your navel chakra. Being completely cleansed, relaxed, and releasing any energies that no longer serve. Just spend some time cleansing the spleen chakra right now, the front and back chakra. That white light is entering in, and it is just gently dissolving and removing any buildup so that you can assimilate, draw in as much energy as you need. And the white light is going into the mengmen at the small of your back and into your navel chakras. And we're watching as the energies that no longer serve us just float out gently from your navel and your mengmen, making them completely functional, completely healthy. And any unauthorized energetic cords connected to any of those chakras are cut, pulled, and completely removed now. And the white light continues up into the upper part of the torso, into the stomach, into the liver, into your lungs, into your pancreas. And on up into your heart, the energy goes down into your shoulders, all the way down your arms, into your fingertips, completely cleansing and relaxing and releasing any energies that no longer serve you. Going up to the throat, neck, the white light continuing up into your face, your chin, your cheeks, your nose, your ears, your eyes, your eyebrows, forehead, all the way up to your crown, cleansing, relaxing, and releasing any energies that no longer serve you. So the white light has entered into your body and is cleansing, relaxing, and releasing any energies that no longer serve you. It's creating this beautiful space for new energies to come in and to revitalize you and to just make you feel alive, make you feel that natural high, that buzz of energy. Just breathe. Let that energy continue to clear space within you. Just breathe. Now we're going to go back to the spleen. We're going to gently put a little bit of energy bit of white light through the front and back spleen chakra. Normalize the spleen chakras in size and to balance them out. To also add a little bit of energy back our navel and our ming mane. Just enough to balance them out, to have them functioning healthily. And as we are energizing these chakras, navel chakra begins producing that golden chi. And that golden chi circulates through our entire body. It begins going down to our lower body, filling us with gold energy. And it also begins to travel upward into our torso, into our back, our arms, shoulders, and hands. Neck, up into the face, into the head, out the crown, filled with that golden chi, the glow. To be silent for a few moments and just let that energy flow and pulse through your body. Come back to your breath if you start having thoughts that take you away from your focus. Just still. Be aware. Let go of anything that you might be holding on to. Let go of any pain. Be aware of any emotions that might be coming up right now. Just know that when something comes up, that ready to come out and to be released. Just release any emotions that may come up. Maybe there's someone that you need to forgive. Just be in that space of forgiveness and release. And as you released, that golden chi will come in and we'll fill that space. Peace, love, and with harmony and balance. Just breathe, find your breath. last few moments, I want you to be in a place of gratitude. I want you to give thanks for the people, places, things, and ideas, life. Just give thanks. Now I want you to imagine the earth in front of you as a small ball. Raise your hands in blessing position and aim your hands at the earth. We're going to release any excess energy to the earth. We've filled ourselves with any excess energy that we have that we're not utilizing, we're bless the earth with that energy. Blessing the entire planet, all of her waters, all of the land, every continent, every region, every country, every state or province, every city, every town, every village, every home, every family, every individual, every cell within that individual, be blessed with excess energy. You may put your hands down and I want you to imagine energy coming down through the crown of your head and going all the way back down through your entire body, down through your feet, hearted, light. That energy is coming back out through your feet and out of your tailbone, and it is connecting you back to Mother Earth, grounding your energy, allowing you to be in your physical body, to take the spiritual energy and have it manifest into whatever it is that you need here in the physical, on this earth plane. We're grounding. Take a deep breath. And exhale. On your next breath, you're going to slowly begin to come back into your body, wiggling your fingers and toes. Inhale, wiggling your fingers and toes. exhale. You may open your eyes with a big, big smile. That concludes our meditation for today. I like to always leave with an affirmation. May we affirm the uniqueness of our lives. May we embrace the good and the bad, the high and the low, the laughter and the tears. May we move through the fire with open eyes. There is nothing that is unworthy of us, and there is no lesson that comes without a gentle reminder that we are loved and valued just as we are. Thank you for tuning in today. And we are going to leave today's show with a wonderful song by my friends here in Atlanta of the PR Experience. They are a jazz group here of wonderful and talented individuals. The PR Experience, and this is called Beautiful Day. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.